Aquamarine forecast for Upper Delaware Bay. Tonight, south winds 10 to 15 knots with gusts up to 20 knots, becoming southwest 5 top 10 knots late. Seas 1 to 2 feet. Sunday, west winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas 1 to 2 feet. In the morning, then 1 foot or less. Sunday night, south winds 5 to 10 knots, diminishing to around 5 knots after midnight. Seas 1 foot or less. Monday, south winds 5 knots, increasing to 5 top 10 knots in the afternoon. Seas 1 foot or less. Monday night, southwest winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas 1 foot or less. Tuesday, southwest winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming west in the afternoon. Seas 1 to 2 feet. Tuesday night, northwest winds 10 to 15 knots with gusts up to 20 knots. Seas 1 to 2 feet. Wednesday, northwest winds 15 to 20 knots with gusts up to 25 knots. Seas 2 feet. Thursday, northwest winds 10 to 15 knots, becoming west 5 top 10 knots. Seas 1.
This is Long Beach Island Emergency Advisory Radio, WQFQ 235, broadcasting at AM 1650.
The following message is an update on the Route 72 Causeway Bridge construction between Ship Bottom and Stafford Township. Left lane closure will continue westbound on the bridge. The eastbound left lane of the Causeway Bridge will also be closed to motorists traveling from Stafford Township to Long Beach Island. These lanes will be closed during all hours of the day. There have been delays reported in this area during peak travel times. Motorists should use caution and plan for additional time to travel through this area. Variable message signs will notify motorists on Route 72 of all lane closures and upcoming traffic pattern changes. NJDOT provides emergency roadway information, construction schedule updates, and real-time traffic information and images at the NJDOT website and at www.nj511.info. Please continue to listen to this radio station for additional updates.
I'm Heather Howard, Commissioner of the New Jersey Department of Health and Senior Services. Flu season is approaching. Governor Corzine and I are implementing New Jersey's plan to combat the flu. We encourage you to get your seasonal flu shot now and your H1N1 vaccination when it becomes available in October. For those with insurance, the vaccine will be covered. If you're uninsured, the shots will be free. Log on to nj.gov/health to learn where to get your shots.
I don't recycle. I mean, we can just find another planet for your kids to live on, you know?
Noted non-recycler Tommy Crenshaw talks about the future.
Oh, I can totally see finding another planet that can support life when ours fills up with trash.
Log on to yougottabekidding.org and learn about all the ways you can recycle, unless you're into lame excuses like Tommy's.
Hey, recycling's just not my thing. Starting over on a new planet? Now that's exciting.
Don't be that guy, unless you want people looking at you funny. Log on to yougottabekidding.org.
You're listening to a test broadcast on an information radio station. Soon you'll hear regular broadcasts on this frequency that'll keep you updated and informed in a way that no other information source can do. Information customized for you to listen to when you're in your vehicle in this immediate area. While you're thinking of it, consider setting a button on your radio receiver so you can find this emergency advisory radio station quickly in an emergency. This radio station broadcasts messages 24 hours a day on a special AM frequency licensed to this community by the Federal Communications Commission. In the event of an emergency, tune to this station for live and recorded broadcasts, which may include public safety information, instructions, and advisories affecting life, property, communication, and travel. Should the NOAA weather radio station for this area issue a warning, we will automatically preempt normal programming and will broadcast that information immediately. Thanks for listening, and tune in again soon.
Now we will break for current weather from the National Weather Service.
Weather Service forecast for the inland sections of southeastern New Jersey.